Hallelujah. Good morning, Audio Boo. It's me, James Glory, West Yorkshire in the United Kingdom. Very busy day for me. I'm meeting some people who are wanting to help me with some equipment, to lend some equipment to make some videos for some churches. I've been asked to make some encouraging videos for the churches, some in America. There are some in Australia, some in Canada, and some here in the United Kingdom, and a couple over in Germany and the Netherlands. Now, these are Bible-believing churches. Now, if you're listening to this, I know you. There are some of you who aren't Christians who listen to my morning glory messages and others because you like the way I am. You know, that's fair enough, you know. And thank God for that, and I thank you for that. But what it is one of the biggest enemies to people like yourself coming to Jesus is you look at a modern church and you think, well, what's the difference between that and me going out drinking beer at night in a pub? Because there's very little difference. Loud music. There doesn't seem to be any mention of the Bible anymore. There's no mention of hell. There's no mention of you're a sinner and you will be judged one day, which is the bottom line. And then there's no mention of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And whether you believe or not today, listener, that's the truth, isn't it? The modern church has failed. It's failed. It has actually pushed people away. And I suggest, I put it to you, that is the whole point. I think the devil has been right in there in the middle of it all. Yet there is a remnant of Bible believers, men and women such as myself. Like myself, I was the scum of the earth, an addict, an alcoholic, a liar, a thief, a cheat and a criminal. Yet who by the grace of God has been turned around. Hallelujah. You know, and these people have such a heart for the lost. Because I tell you today, sinner, if you're not in Christ, you go to hell. I will tell you that. Whether or not you believe it, you have to recognize and respect that that's what I will do. And maybe think, maybe not envy, but maybe say, well done, James Glory. At least you're not afraid to tell us what you believe. You know, there's a false ecumenism at work where everybody's mating together, you know. You know, now they're calling something Chrislam, where they're marrying Islam with Christianity or Buddhism with Christianity. When no. You know, we're told not to be unequally yoked. And these are the kind of messages I want to get across. And I want to encourage the saints that no matter what they see, no matter all these things that are happening to the church, if we hold fast, if we hold fast, the Bible tells us when that trumpet sounds, hallelujah, hallelujah, the faithful, we will rejoice, rejoicing, you know. And it's sometimes difficult. I find it difficult. I know this might sound crazy, though, if you've seen my videos, maybe on YouTube or on Twitter or some of my audio messages or some of the things I've done on audio, but in the past, you know, you might think, oh, James Glory is no shortage of words. But I do have to struggle. I'm very nervous. I can speak in front of hundreds of people, and I have, praise God. But it's not on my own strength. I still face my fears on a daily basis. And that's the whole gist of this. I'm going to try, by God willing, using the scriptures, to encourage the remnant, those Bible-believing churches who've seen the numbers, you know, stay the same, while they've watched those who've embraced the devil and those who've embraced the modern ecumenical ways. They've noticed the coffers go. They've made millions. They have thousands in the churches, and yet the faithful little churches have remained the same, and they're still struggling. And I want to encourage them. And I want to encourage you today that you don't have to be outside those churches. Don't. Please, I ask you, don't judge what the Lord Jesus Christ is all about and the gospel message by these public toilets that are so-called churches now, full of filth, fornication, full of false, deliberately blasphemous Bible translations. No, look to a church that still recognizes the true biblical like Christ Jesus. Please, I ask you not to judge. Not to judge Christianity on what you're seeing in the world today. If you really want to search out a little church that's not changed the same. Do you know, it may be full of old people because the youth has been snatched from them. And that tells me something, that the end is coming soon. I believe that. I believe that trumpet will sound. And I believe the sky will be rent asunder, as it says. And scientists, naysayers and doubters will be freaked out because they'll be able to see the same point in the sky from all points on a globe, which is now impossible physically, unless it's something of eternity. So, all right, I've got my notes. Let me just do a little... Listen, that's a little rustle of my notes. You can hear the weight of the papers. Quite a lot there, actually, and I hope I don't drive them to sleep. You know, I can go on sometimes, but praise the Lord. So, you know, if you're a praying person today, remember me in prayer. And if you're not, I shall be remembering you in prayer. Thank you, Audio Boo. It's great. It's great to be on Audio Boo, isn't it? This is James Glory. Hey, can I just say, at least I'm not talking about birdsong today, eh? This is James Glory. Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, filling you in on my day, blessing you, and praying that you will trust the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.